Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Guess what? It's another week and another wonderful way for me to be able to serve you today. As a reminder, if you've got questions or podcast ideas and topics for me to cover, email me, chris@moneyripples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. And also, too, you know, if you've got questions for me, things you want to chat about for your own stuff, let me know as well. Today, I want to talk about something that I shared at a networking group just the other week. It was the last time I was going to this group. It was kind of a farewell, parting words. I'd give their biz tip every month. And so I was thinking about what I would share with them. And I was thinking about this too. And don't worry, this is not my parting words for you. This is more my parting words for them. But I was trying to figure out what would be a great thing for them to remember. You know, what's been changing in my business and in my life and with my money and everything else that's allowed me to be happier, to enjoy life more, and to really feel greater success in my business and in my life. And so this is what I want to share with you as well. There's really three keys that I came up with here that I thought were just absolutely essential. In fact, these are things I actually would shift and change in the last year that have made all the difference. So number one, in fact, let me just give you all three before I just get to number one. So number one is know your market. Number two is remember who you are. And number three is forget about yourself. So know your market, remember who you are, and then forget about yourself. So let's talk about knowing your market. You know, it's amazing. And I've been watching the TV show, The Profit. That's as in P-R-O-F-I-T. This Marcus, Marcus, whatever his last name is, Lemonis, there we go, Marcus Lemonis. He goes in, he helps struggling companies, tries to save companies, try to help save employees' jobs and everything else, and at the same time partners them to make a lot of money. It's like Shark Tank, but definitely with a lot more getting in the down and dirty, right? It's helping those businesses that are about to fail. He's helping to try to help pull them out of that. And I've noticed a lot of times that he'll keep saying, okay, well, who's your real market here? Who are you trying to serve? And in many cases, those companies, even the successful ones, have a pretty good idea, but they can always get better. You know, do you really know who you're serving? And I remember I was sitting in a meeting about 3 years ago about money ripples. I was sitting with a financial consultant or a business consultant, and he was telling me, he's trying to figure out and narrow it down. I was telling him about entrepreneurs and people I served. He's like, Chris, do you have the ability to help everybody? I said, no, I don't have the manpower to do that. He's like, Chris, could what you teach help everyone? And I said, well, of course I can. He's like, but Chris, can you help everyone? Well, no, of course I can't. There you go, Chris. So we got to find out like who it is you're really serving. You know, who are those few people that you can actually help with your own efforts, your own time? Yes, we can serve everybody. We can help everybody with what I teach. I know I can help anybody with money and even their business, but I know I can't help everyone. And so I've had to get really clear over the last 6 months, especially the last 6 months to a year, I've gotten very, very clear about who I'm serving. And I know I can even get more clear than that. I can even get more narrow. You know, you've heard me probably say time and time again that the people I serve are people that primarily ask one or both of these questions, or maybe they'll say these phrases. They'll say, okay, I'm making more money, but where's it all going? Like I made more money in my business, but I don't feel like it's coming home. I don't feel like I'm any more free or not much more free than I thought I would be. And then the other question or thing they would say is, okay, I've made good money. I've got money, but I've I want my money to start working for me, so I'm not always working for my money, because I feel like I'm just keep working and working and working, and I wonder when it's going to end. So I'd love to have, if my money could work for me, so I'm working in my business because I love it, not because I have to own a job or I need it. And those are the people that have actually like been perfect for me, the people that have worked great. Doesn't mean I can't help everybody else. Doesn't mean I can't help people that are brand new in business. You know, it doesn't mean I can't help people that aren't even in business. I've helped people that have normal jobs as well, and they've just had, you know, retirement accounts sitting around not knowing what to do with it. And I've helped some of those people too. But the people I've helped the most, the people that are the ones that are making more money, but that's not coming in, or they want their money to start working for them finally. You know, they've actually saved some money, but they're not seeing that money really creating much cash flow for them. And as I've worked with those people, I've been happier. They've been happier, and it's fun. I love when I get to, you know, tell people, I say, oh my goodness, you're easy. Like, you're an easy situation for me. This is easy for me to resolve and help you out with. And they're thinking, well, good, because I'm not sure if I see it. So if it's easy for you, even better. And those are the people that are the most fun. And that's actually re-energized my business. It's allowed me to have more fun and enjoy my business versus people where my heart can step in sometimes and sometimes get in the way, where I try to take on some really hard, tough situations that take a lot more time than what they would hope it would. And so there's people for them, but I may not be the person for those people. And that's where I have a lot of fun. And so the more you get to know your market, the people you serve, and I've served a lot of chiropractors and dentists, so I get them as well. And if they happen to fit even those questions and they in that profession, even better. Even network marketing leaders, I've been able to help network marketing leaders, some of them retire their spouses and such. And that's been fun too. So, I mean, those are the kind of people that I have a lot of fun serving. And as I get to know that market more and more, it gets become play rather than just work. And the great thing is you make more money doing it. So you got to know your market, know what they're asking, know what they want. Even if you know who you're serving, you got to know what's on their mind. You got to be able to speak it even before they say it, where they'll say, wow, you just described everything I've been thinking, or a lot of the things I've been thinking. You just said it even in a better way than I did, or I could. That's when you know your market, and that's when you know that they right there will become a raving fan of yours. Number two is remember who you are. You got to remember who you truly are. You know, what are you about? What lights you up? What are you passionate about? I was talking to somebody the other day where they said, yeah, like I know these people, they want this. And I feel like I'm serving too many people. Like their market got too wide. And they keep asking this question, but I really don't want to answer that question, or I'm not very good or qualified to answer that question. So my thing is, okay, great. Well, what questions can you answer? What could you do? And they say, well, I get really excited about these topics. Like I really get excited about teaching them this. Okay, good. Like I can see a lot of people get excited about that too. In fact, the more excited you are, the more excited they become. So focus on your strengths instead of trying to focus on your weaknesses. You know, farm it out or refer to somebody who is good, answer that question, or bring them into your business somehow, or somehow allow them to partner up with you. And then you guys can create, you can solve some of those problems that you want to solve, even if you're not the person to do it. It's so much easier to do business that way. That's why I have a whole team of people around me. That's why I don't do the taxes myself. I'm not doing the accounting. I've got CPAs to do that. I've got attorneys to do the legal work. I've got people that do investments and insurances and mortgage, you know, doing mortgages and merchant account services and you name it, financing, whatever it might be. I'm happy to be in the cash flow part of it. I'm happy to be focused there. I'm happy to be focused on doing what I do best, where I see the overall strategy and the game plan, where a lot of them don't see the big picture. I can see it and how it all works together, how to do it step by step and create a plan. That's where I have fun, especially, I mean, man, if it's like, ooh, how can we pay off these debts just the right way? Ooh, we could do this and this. And like somebody just the other week, we were able to do a mortgage refinance and we're able to save her $4,163 a month with her and her husband. I mean, huge. That's like $50,000 a year almost that they're able to have back in their life. And now they're like, well, wow, we've got more money than we even imagined that would even happen. I'm like, cool. Well, that's awesome. You're happy. I'm happy. We're both elated, right? And so knowing where I am and where I light up, and then other things, I'm like, not so much. And that's where I could refer them out. Like, cool. You just saved $13,000 a year on your taxes. Awesome. So glad that I can connect you with the right people to do that. You know, if you know who you are, you know your strengths and you know where your weaknesses are, and you can acknowledge that and be okay with that, and have other people come in and help you with those weaknesses, And on top of that, being able to know like really what you're passionate about and stay focused there, knowing who you are at the core and staying with that and knowing how you should work. I mean, not everybody should be working the same way. That's why I get tired of blanket advice that's given, because not everybody should be working the same way. The way I work is not necessarily the way you should work, and that's not necessarily the way that the next person should work or your spouse. They probably are very different than you are, and you should be doing things differently and let them be in that space. And so there's lots of unique ways to do that, but you got to know who you are. And then the third thing is forget about yourself. Forget about it, right? You know, I was talking to somebody just the other day, and they were saying, it's so hard because I really feel like I have to justify, you know, my services or justify that I'm valuable because, you know, I am so young. And I've had a couple people say that to me in the last week. They're both, you know, roughly about their low to mid 20s. And I'm like, I want people to take me seriously. And I thought about that. And I remember I used to think that same thing when I was in my 20s. And a lot of people didn't take me seriously. But there was a time in my 20s when people did. And you know what that was? It was when I stopped worrying about it. When I stopped worrying about, you know, was I qualified enough or was I old enough or, you know, in some cases, some people wonder if they're too old, right? There's excuses about, you know, do I know enough or, you know, am I enough? Or there's, you know, a lot of it's about enough, really. And sometimes people will use counterfeit things. They'll try to like buy things. Like I remember I bought my Mercedes to try to flash to people and show them that I was awesome. When in reality, I was already awesome being who I was. So this kind of goes with remember who you are. But also don't like forget about your own problems and issues. If you had abuse in the past, don't let that limit you. Don't let your gender limit you. Don't let your religion or your race or whatever, your nationality, don't let anything limit you in believing that people will hold that against you. You know, if you have some sort of challenge or whatever it might be, don't let that get in the way. The more you focus on it, the more they will too. It's just like I remember somebody saying that they're speaking on stage, and they got really upset by somebody in the front row who kept getting on their phone. They were typing on their phone, and so she said that even the people around that person was noticing the distraction. But I told her, I said, I wonder if they're only noticing the distraction because you were acknowledging it. You kept getting bugged by it. And people can feel that. People can tell when you're uncomfortable, or they could tell, especially if you're teaching in a public place, if something is taking your attention away. It's just like when somebody glances at a clock, everybody else looks at the clock too. The worst thing you could do is glance at a clock when you know you're coming short on time, because then they all get antsy too, right? It's the same concept. And so stop worrying about your problems and your issues. Stop, or whatever you think are problems or issues. Usually they're not. The thing is, you stand in your power of who you are, and you just say, hey, I have ability to serve you. Let me serve you. Let me do that. And in fact, most of the time, if people are already coming to you, you don't have to prove anything to them. They're coming to you because they want help. So what are you trying to prove? You know, there's no need to try to prove those things. And the more you get distracted by it, the more you think that that's what it is, the more people will notice it. If you just move forward and forget about those things, don't let those emotional things get in the way. Don't let your past or your experiences get in your way, and just move forward and forget about yourself and serve people. You'll find out that people will keep coming to you to be served, and you'll keep making more money. Your business will increase, your money, your profit will increase, and all those excuses you'll start to realize are really nothing. They're just in your head. You know, even if there's a physical way that people see what your challenge is, still, it's in your head if you think that limits you. In fact, you could probably have fun with it. You can enjoy it. Heck, you know, if you're the ugliest, if you happen to be the ugliest person on the planet, you could have a lot of fun with that. You know, you could say, you could actually make jokes about it, and people would love it. They would be endeared to you. They'd be attracted to you. You know, I have a great friend, Sean Stevenson, who, you know, basically he's like Mr. Glass. Like his bones are so brittle, they break so easily. And he's very, his body wouldn't grow. He's not much bigger than like a small child. But I'll tell you, that guy has the largest spirit and the biggest personality ever, that people just adore him. They love him. And the thing is, his challenges are actually, and in some ways, it's actually allowed him to stand in greater power. You know, that's what I think is awesome. And so don't let those things hang you up. Don't let don't let your experiences or your past or things you think are limitations hang you up, because they're only hanging you up, not everybody else. So if you can know who you're serving, know what they're asking, know what they want, remember who you are, remember the power of who you are, and forget about your problems, forget about your issues, and just move forward and enjoy life, have fun, and enjoy what you do in your business, and be passionate about it, people will be attracted to you like crazy, and money will not become the issue. Money will not be an issue at all. The issue will then be, how do you manage that money? And great, I can help with that too. So there's always people around you to help. There's always people here to support you. There's always people here. You have all the resources and the people you need around you. The key is that you focus on those three key areas. And you know, I promise you, and I've seen it myself, like everything becomes more fun. You work less, you make more money, and it's awesome. So anyways, guys, make it a wonderful, great, and prosperous week. We'll talk to you next week, and hopefully I can create some more value for you. So again, let me know if you have questions. Email me, chris@moneyripples.com. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.